Now hit me.
The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. It is the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the last weekend of August. I know you've been grilling all summer, and this is the no time to stop. We've been talking with Tim Sobey from Sobey Meats, and this is the show that you can plan for the holiday weekend, because we're going to cover all the proteins that are on the meat counter at Sobey Meats, and maybe give you some tips and techniques on how to produce this stuff. We covered the pork pretty good. We're going to dive into the beef, and speaking of which, Tim Sobey is carving right now beside me a tri-tip that looks beautifully medium rare, and he's putting it in little shavings, and he's about to give me a piece. So, Bob, it's your turn to talk.
Oh, damn it. Can't wait.
Look at that marbling in there. Isn't that disgusting?
Gorgeous.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, when I did some of those shows I did in California with Whole Foods.
I'm thinking if Teresa ever sends you packing, you can come my way, but bring tri-tip.
Anyway, when I did those shows with Whole Foods, California is like the land of tri-tips, and they use Weber kettles. Some guys had four Weber kettles on their back deck, and they're obsessed with
this. Oh, man, is that good.
Too.
Yeah, all right. Well, back to the show. So while Tim's carving, can you talk and carve at the same time, Tim?
Oh, most definitely.
Right. I think he's a professional. Tell us where the tri-tip comes from on the animal and why this thing is so delicious.
It's a bottom part of the sirloin, which is way down to the back of the loin. So if you were to think of close to your hip bone, just kind of above that.
Right.
And it's just absolutely full of flavor. And it's a really versatile piece of meat. You guys have been up before, and if we do like a steak fry, Teresa always way over orders steak for everybody, right?
Right.
And at times where we're trying to maybe get closer to that, we have enough meat for the meal and not have a ton of leftovers, the tri-tip is a great go-to, because even if you have little kids, you can cut off a little portion for them, a bigger portion for adults, of course. And if you do have a little bit of leftovers, what we always do is the garlic toast. It's like buttered on both sides kind of a thing. And then we'll take that with a garlic cheddar cheese and put that in the oven. And then we make little beef sammies on there.
Oh, my
goodness. So about what's that going for a pound now?
$13.99.
Okay.
So this one's smoked that you brought in, right?
Yeah.
And
is that Tim's blend?
It's actually my beef rub on there.
Oh.
Okay.
So Tim's blend is part of the beef rub.
Yeah. Right. So there's like a little, I think the beef rub maybe has, I'm not going for all the ingredients, but like a little bouillon in it or something give it a beefier flavor.
Yep.
The seasoning is a difference maker, a huge difference maker. But what I'm telling you guys, I wish we were on TV today, not so you could see me, but you could see this cut of meat. Because it is beautifully medium rare. There's a smoke ring around the outside of about a quarter inch that looks like it's well done, but it's still so juicy. And that all that is not well done. It's just the smoke ring where smoke has penetrated this cut of meat. And it was smoked yesterday, I bet, if he's got it for us today, because we're here in the morning. But it's so, so juicy. Unbelievable how this is just coming off that cut.
And instead of donuts on a Saturday morning, what goes wrong with beef tri-tip,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, absolutely nothing. But Conrad, did you have any of this?
Ah.
Yeah, I got Conrad's microphone today, but you could hear him in the background chewing, I'm sure. Yeah, that's awesome.
So
wow, Tim.
A tri-tip like that, Tim, let's say we go down to Sobey and we buy a couple. How long can I keep that thing in my fridge?
I would say if you're not going to cook it within four or 5 days, then pop it in the freezer. Even if you just overnight bring it down close to freezing or freeze, take it back out and then let it thaw slow.
Just slow down the bacterial growth.
Yep.
Okay.
So Tim, this is perfectly done. You've obviously done bunches of these. Can you tell us how you prepped this? Were there any trimming that had to happen, or does it come ready to cook out of your meat case, which I think is probably the answer? But then you seasoned it. Did you season it before? Just give us the process on this, because I think the listener, they're looking at a $14 a pound piece of meat. There's 2-3 pounds there. So you're looking at a $25 to $30 piece of meat that you're getting out of the case. You might not want to experiment on that until you got your, you know, you got your game going, and many of our listeners do. But just give us some tips on that.
But also, where you get it has a lot to do with huge. What kind of trimming you're going to have to do.
Yeah.
And you hit on it. They trim it very nicely at Sobey.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it is trimmed. It's ready to go out of the case. So there is some silver skin. If there's a little bit of fat, we'll leave that on there. But the silver skin we get off. I did the rub on there, and, you know, I sound like a broken record, but I just can't stress enough the value of a good meat thermometer.
Right.
And the ones we have, there's probably cheaper ones out there. I live and die by the brand we have. Cooper is the brand, and they're about $45 a piece. But, you know, you paid for
it's still
with,
cheap.
With one tri-tip, right?
Right.
And I just bring it to 130 degrees, and the nice thing, no matter what you're doing, if it's in the oven, it's on the grill, on the smoker, you can be lollygagging around. You set the temp alert, and it'll beep that it's telling you, hey, I'm
right,
done.
Right.
Telephone ringing.
Wake up.
Wake up.
So
get a beer.
Thermometer. Meat. Thermometer always goes in the thickest portion of the cut.
In the center, yeah.
Just and you want to not go too deep. You want to be right in the center, because obviously that's the part of the roast or the steak or whatever it is you have that cooks the slowest, is it right to the center. So you want to make sure that center is right where you want it to be. And you mentioned something. You take it to one, what did you say, 135?
130.
130, and then it goes to 135 after you take it off. People don't understand that sometimes, but meat continues to cook after you pull it off the heat
and
for about 5 degrees.
And wrap it as soon as you take it off in something. The Saran wrap works great because it's only 140, 150, you can bring that temperature up to 300 and not melt it.
Yeah. Now, this was a different application because of, you know, cooking Friday night for today, right?
Right.
So two things different. Number one, as soon as it came out of the smoker, we went right into the cooler. So we stopped it quicker.
Okay.
To keep cooking. The other thing is very, very important is the wrapping. So if you were going to, let's say you had brisket and you were going to keep it hot for a while, go ahead and wrap it. I want to cool this. Don't wrap it. You want it to vent out, especially if it's in a plastic bag. It'll sour.
Okay.
So you gotta you've ruined it.
So just if you're putting it in the cooler, do not wrap it.
Correct. So we put foil over, as I say, we tented it. So we put foil over to help keep it from drying out overnight, but we left the end of that foil open so that heat can vent out.
Right. Interesting.
Yeah.
Which is actually just food safe technique.
Yep.
But it's important, because here we are 12 hours, 15 hours after it came out of the smoker, not sure exactly when, super moist, perfectly done, and it's delicious. And
I'm looking at the moisture coming out of here. It's like my mouth was watering.
Right, yeah, right. Yeah, my chin's shiny because the moisture so much. But and you'll get, you know, don't be afraid of this thing, because I sit here and watch Tim. It's a tri-tip. It too is a triangular piece of meat. A lot of muscle mass is, because they have a connective end, but on the end, it's still very, very juicy, but it's a little more well done. As he cut into the piece, we got deeper and deeper in. It got to this perfect medium rare.
So in butcher's terms, Tim, would that technically be a steak?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So there are a lot of people that prefer to get the tri-tip as a sizzler, but most people will just buy them whole like this, cook them whole, and then, like I said, you can cut that thinner if you have a gal that maybe wants a smaller portion or a kid.
Give her the tip.
Yep, give her the tip. And then, you know, a guy you want more, well, then obviously you're going to take more anyways.
Yeah, and so for those that are listening, smokers 250, 275 that you're running it on, and, you know, whatever it takes, doesn't matter the time, it's the temperature.
And there's one cool point that you touched on. If you have somebody that wants a perfect steak and they're a little fussy about grizzle and fat, go ahead and cut that into sizzlers and grill it for those. We used to do them for the ladies in the crowd, and they're spot on.
All right, coming up next, we're going to continue down the meat counter. We might hit some pork or some yard birds. So you're listening to Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.